Guess what? You earn more when you become more. We got to read.
It's very inspiring and a good message to send to the audience.
You say, how you doing today? No, I mean really, how you doing today?
We were like great friends, but...
Well, first of all, I'm always excited.
See a vision for, you know, where we want to go.
Wrap it up. That's a whole nother podcast. Well, I got to say, if it's a piece of man, he ain't my...
No, but sometimes, you don't know.
I'm done, and I'm not waiting.
Get started. I like to go out to my girl.
I'm kind of a jump-in kind of person. Piece of what? No. What? PSO, whatever you say. Hello, and this is another episode of the Clutch Podcast powered by Building Rome. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about stages and ages. And before we get into what that really means, let's work the room and say hello to my lovely co-host for tonight. How are you doing, Tawanda?
I am doing great, especially after hearing D do all that running her mouth while I'm trying to listen to the beginning of the podcast. But I'm good. I'm so excited. I have no idea what the hell stages and ages are talking about. And I hope you're not trying to get me to admit to anything past 25, but we'll see.
Okay, no tapes given. Okay, I understand. And what about you, Dee? How are you today?
I am doing great, except I'm taking a little offense to the, what was that? What I was talking over the beginning? That was in the intro. Thank you very much. I was silent. So I'm doing great. I am a little scared as well because I have no idea what changes and ages and stages are going to be. But being the senior in this group, I will fess up to my age and like it.
Well, you know, since we've been talking about doing our, our bucket list, and we've been talking about our dream board, so I thought it would only be right to talk about changes as we age. So we're entering, and then we all have, encountered different stages of our lives, and we're probably entering into a new stage or leaving another stage. And since we've spoken about, what we spoke about in the past shows, I thought about creating new adventures and future goals. And alongside with that, I thought that, it only makes sense for us to talk about our current stages. So let's start off by currently, do you think that you've changed? And I guess we're going to start off a little bit lighthearted. So do you think, Dee, that your self-care has changed?
You know, I think that's interesting that you asked that question, because when I look back, when I was in my teens was when I started with like skincare and makeup and everything. And throughout my entire life, that has not changed. I think one of the reasons why I look younger is because I started when I was young listening to the gurus and stuff, and I have not changed. I still have taken care of my skin. I pretty much worn some sort of makeup my whole life, and no, I'm not going to ever change and look my age.
Well, that's good. I felt like, I started young too, so I think that I probably used like the same face soap that I've used for the last 10 years. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I don't think I evolved in that type of way. But everything else, I think I'm pretty much consistent. But I like to evolve as well. But how do you feel, Tawanda, with that question? Do you think you're still with the same self-care as before, or have you evolved in that? Are you in a different stage?
Well, first of all, before I even attempt to answer that question, I'm going to have to comment on something that Dee said. As you were talking about when you were, like, listening to these different people and when you're younger, I'm like, damn, she was...
Girl,
she's been listening
to, about to get in trouble.
She's been listening to these people and buying all these programs.
Smart ass. Oh, my Lord. We're not in the same room.
Yeah, you can slap me right about there.
I would.
And I didn't say that because when I met her, her toolbox was so full. I would say, oh, I want to learn about leadership. I want to learn about this. She's like, oh, I got training for that. Oh, I'm fine. With this. Like, I don't believe nobody has more trainings and information and resources, but you've been learning your whole life. No, I love that, though. I love learning. I'm going to have to rent out some stuff in your library. Okay, so I think that I am sucking right now at my self-care. When I was younger, I was into, I guess I didn't have really a lot of responsibilities, and I was really more into myself and doing all this different stuff. So now I say I suck because sometimes you have days and weeks and turn into years of trying to play catch up, and you don't really take the time that you need to and that you deserve to for yourself. I think it was back in 2020 when we first started podcasting, and we did several calls, like, on self-care and just talking about different ways to, like, take care of yourself, relax, et cetera. And I'm like, oh, I don't do that enough. I need to do that more. So I'm really focusing harder and more. And I didn't, and it's bad sometimes when you got to schedule certain things. But, you know, it is what it is. So I've regressed. However, I've realized that I've regressed. And I'm getting back on a pathway to improvement because that's definitely important. My mental, my self-care, and all that good stuff.
What changes do you think that you would have to make to get to where you want to be in terms of that area?
Well, several changes. One of the things is I'm just working on my consistency of being around people that understand how important it is. Like we talked a few weeks ago, and like we talked daily, you know, through chat, that tribe, that motivation, hey, what are you doing today? You guys are our support system. So you're going to be asking me, did you relax? Did you do this? Did you go by so-and-so? Or did you take the time for yourself? And I'm be like, nope. And then you're going to kind of fuss me out. You're going to encourage me. That's going to help, for one, having associations and then developing different things, like talking to people that's busy and on the go like you two and say, listen, I'm busy and on the go, and this is how I'm doing it. And that's just going to kind of help me as well. And then making a list, checking it twice. I like to make my list of something I'm going to do. Like, I think I was telling you the other day, like, I've been looking for a hobby, something that I can just do in my downtime. Like, that's extremely important. So that's going to all be able to help me. I just got to make it make sense, but it's priority at the same time because it's extremely important. Like, we can live our life every single day, but you got to take time to smell the roses and smell the coffee.
Definitely. Okay. And drink that coffee.
Oh, I had some coffee the other day. Mixed with cocoa. It's so good.
I never had that combination.
Yeah, somebody gave it to me. I had coffee. She said, oh, try this cocoa in it. And I was like, oh, do you have any whip? And they were like, see, you can't give her nothing. Because she's not satisfied with the cocoa. Now she's asking you for the ready whip. I'm like, but that's what go on. And they're like, girl, we don't have that. So I told them before I come back for a meeting over there, they need to order it for their office.
That's going to have everybody with the ready whip in handy.
Exactly.
We know you have it ready.
See, cool, Corinne.
Oh, wow.
You took the words out of my mouth, Dee.
About your self-care ritual. So I know you have that in store for your self-care ritual.
Yeah, you know she got to get that with JJ, right?
Oh, Lord, this is going wrong.
That brings me to my next question to ask you, D, about self-love.
Now, D, you going to get some loving before January? Or you got to wait?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
So, so now that you know you're in a long distance relationship, so has your self love routine changed?
You got some toys?
You know, here's the thing about self love. You can only do it so much. And you know what? The older you get, it's not as necessary. If you're,
I don't agree
with that. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is I don't know. I think if you're thinking about it all the time, that's when you can get in trouble is all.
Okay.
I don't want to make it my life. You know, so I have other things to do, you know, all that. I'm excited to see my man in January. So let's leave it at that.
Okay. So what about you, Tawanda? Has your self-love changed being a single woman out here in the streets?
Can you tell me what self-love is and a little bit of example before I can... I don't think I'm getting no self-love, so can you explain what that is? And give me some examples.
And some examples. So self-love means self-intimate with your selfish, since you don't have a mate next to you to provide you with any love in general. So now it's become self-love.
It's self-love. You mean like, are you talking about masturbation?
Oh, sure. You can use that word. There you go. I make love to myself, so. Whatever you want to call it to you.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm doing bad, man. I'm going to ask that on Monday.
You're going to hell. There you go.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to an event, a Bedroom Candy event in Atlanta, and I'm going to learn about some new stuff and get some new products. And ask me on Monday, because this is on Saturday, so Saturday night I should be having some self-love.
Okay. To be continued. Now we know what we're talking about in future shows.
Absolutely. I love that.
What was the most fun thing you bought at one of them shows? I'm not asking you. I'm saying that's the name of the title.
No, you need to be asking what did you buy me? I got y'all covered.
Speaking of, let me ask you about this, Tawanda. Do you believe in the concept of a midlife crisis?
Girl, I thought you were asking, do I believe in condoms?
Yes.
You definitely don't ask me that. Okay. Okay. A midlife crisis? A midlife crisis?
Yeah.
What was a midlife crisis?
So do you've never heard anyone say a midlife crisis?
Yes. I don't know what it is, though. I mean, I don't know what it really means.
So it's like the guy that goes and he's like, maybe he turned 40 and he woke up one day and realized he has a wife and a dead-end job. And now he feels like he hasn't, you know, accomplished anything. So he goes and spends his last on a sports car to try to, you know, get chicks, even though he don't need one because he's married, but he just wants to, you know, feel young again.
I had a midlife crisis when I turned 40. And, I had a meltdown when I turned 40, and I'm about to have a midlife crisis in January. but on a serious note, when I turned 40, I didn't have a midlife crisis, but I had, I guess it was a meltdown, kind of, sort of, meaning I've been this person, right? Like right now I go to my hometown and people will say, girl, you haven't aged since high school, because I have a baby face, right? So I look the same, you know, of course, you know, all these pounds more, but I'm still the same person. I still have that personality. But in reality, my age is still aging. So when I turned 40, I had an idea and a concept of what my life would be about when I turned 40. Like, I'm into the bucket list and all this other stuff, right? So when I turned 30, I looked up things you do when you turn 40, like all this glitter, this glam, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. You'll probably be somewhere turning it up. And so 40 snuck up on me. And so when I turned 40, I was like, oh, my God, over here, over here, 40. And I was at home at my parents' house, visiting, doing whatever. I was just not happy. So for like a whole month, I was just, like, my lip was poked out. I was devastated. I didn't go do anything. I wasn't where I wanted to be in life. I wasn't happy because I think I expected something different. So now that I'm getting ready to turn another decade older, now I'm kind of like, oh, shit, I can't let the same thing have me the same way it was, you know, a decade ago. But let me say this lastly. I had to learn, because sometimes you have this fear of getting older, or you don't want to get older, or you still feel like you're younger. And I've had several people say this to me, and they wasn't telling me for me. They were just talking in the conversation. They said, man, every year you live to get another year. So it's nothing but a blessing. Like, because you're still here. And I had to say, Lord, I'm sorry, because you're right. Like, every year it's a blessing. So we should embrace it and not be feeling sad and depressed about it. But I still need some help, because I didn't realize I wasn't going to stay 25 or 30 forever. Like, I just really didn't understand that. I don't know what happened.
No, I understand that, because I've been like that, like, my whole, like, a majority of my life. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I turned 5. What have I done in my life?
I know. You should feel cute. Oh, Lord. What are you laughing at,
and my
Steve?
Dad used to say, well, if you don't get older, what's the alternative? And I'm like, what is it? And he's like, you're dead. So just, you know, yeah, you know. So you just have to roll with the punches, I guess. But what do you think, Dee? Do you believe in the concept of midlife crisis?
You know, I do. I think men do it different. You know, it's what you explained is different from how women do it. But, like, for me, it's funny because what Twanda said about, I've looked pretty much the same my whole life. I haven't aged that much. And so for me, this last couple years have been my midlife crisis in my 50s, and just feeling like, what am I supposed to be doing, and where am I supposed to be going? I think, you know, we blame a lot of things on COVID, but at the same time, it just all coincided with feeling like, you know, what direction should I go in, and where should I be heading? And that's kind of, I think that's, for women, it's a little different. At least that's what I see. You know, we don't up and leave our families and go off with some young man, though it can happen. But, you know, it's usually something where you're trying to reclaim your youth. And, you know, I think for women, I see a lot of times is, what direction, where do we want to go?
Do you think knowing that you would make any changes, like, in, like, the way that you move, just because of you knowing that of the midlife crisis that could occur, or, you know, the pitfalls of that, you know, naturally happening?
I'm not quite sure what you mean by the question, but, like, I didn't plan for it, no. Like, I didn't, it just kind of, you know, it just kind of crept up
on me. Moving forward, did it make you change the way that you view things?
Yeah, I think I'm still coming out of mine. I'm still trying to find my final direction, because, you know, I spent my entire life sitting behind a desk working in corporate America. And so, you know, now being my own boss and doing things from home is a lot different. And, you know, when you realize that everything has changed and now what do I do and how do I do this and am I doing the right thing? Should I just go back? And, you know, there's just so much of the unknown anyway. So, but yeah, it does make you think about where you need to go.
Okay. And
oh,
Tawana,
I had a quote.
I had
a quote I found from 3/7/2020. It said, "It is better to appear strange to others than to be a stranger to yourself." And I thought, I just kind of liked that. I had written it down in a journal, and I found it. So we are strange, ladies.
But, yeah, no, everyone is strange and unique in their own way, and that's what makes us different. And then as time evolves, we evolve and we change, and I guess we age as well.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was going to ask you this, now that you've experienced, you know, things that you've experienced throughout your life, and now in today's world, how does that change your past experience? How does that change the way that you view relationships moving forward? It could be a romantic relationship or a friendship.
Man, incredible question. I view relationships so differently, because as I get older, and I thank God to be here, to be blessed, to be in good health, in reference to relationships with friends and associates and stuff like that, like, I'm so glad. To me, it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. I was just thinking earlier, and I was saying this, it may seem so silly, but I appreciate the small stuff. I'm looking for the small. I don't need it big. And it doesn't have to be big to be amazing. Like, being on here with you guys, I'm like, oh, my God, it's Wednesday. We're going to be on the show tonight. Like, I'm feeling like somebody gave me a fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is priceless to me. So I've learned to just really appreciate those relationships. I had a meeting today. I was there. I got in an hour late. Well, I'm sorry, 2 hours late. So I sent the girl an email. Oh, I'm so sorry to be late, da-da-da. So after the meeting, we sat around and kind of snacked and talked and was building up stuff, talking about the holidays. And it was nice. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I miss this. Like, this, and these are good people. I'm like, Lord, thank you for putting so many good people in my space and in my life. And that's what has changed. You know, a lot of times we take things for granted. Like, I think, yep, I said on the show before, like, I've lived a lot of places in life, and everywhere I've always gone, I had a crew. Like, I meet a lot of people, and we're having fun, we're hanging out, and we're building relationships, and then after, like, 3 years, I move, and some people are devastated, like, oh, my God, you're moving, we love you. I'm like, I love y'all too, bye. Because it's kind of like what I do, so I'm not emotionally attached, because I move. And now I'm like, oh, I miss those people. I love those people. Can I get this, that? Can I get this here, what I had in Charlotte, what I had in Tampa? And I don't have it yet. It's developing now. So I kind of had, like, remorse, like, I didn't really appreciate it enough. And in reference to, like, an intimate relationship, when I think about, like, some of the relationships that I've had, what worked, what didn't work, blah, 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 I'm like, mm-mm. And then I'm still working on, like, I just have this, okay, this is my thing, right? You can, sometimes people say, sometimes you can't have who you want, you got to have who want you, whatever that means. It's like, you know how you can meet a guy, right? Guy, girl, whatever you're into, don't really matter. You can meet a person, and they can make your, like, oh, you just get excited. They turn you on, like, oh, man. And then you can meet somebody else that's nice, and they're good for you, but they don't do it for you. So me mm-hmm. and the Lord are kind of at the crossroads right now because I don't want what I want what I want, not what I need. Lord, I'm struggling.
You gotta pray for all the parts of it.
I know. Come and look, from your mouth to God's ears. Come on, Lord. I think I told you. Like I'm ready, or I'm getting ready for that person. But he's still got to be amazing. Like, oh, my gosh. If it's not, y'all will have me on cheaters.
Oh, my goodness. We would not snitch on you.
I know you wouldn't.
Uh-oh.
Cheaters don't snitch.
Hey, wait, snitches get stitches. Snitches get stitches. I learned that.
Oh my god. Yeah, so
this girl not snitching.
I know. Love it. Yes, it's a work in progress. See, okay. Seriously, it's a work in progress.
Okay. And that's commendable. Everyone's a work in progress. And how about you, Dee?
Okay, say the question again.
So how do you think that your past relationships and the past experience that you went through in your past relationships changed the way you view your relationships now? Whether it be romantic or, you know, non-romantical.
I'm very grateful for the man that God put in my life because I came out of a couple longer term relationships. I never got married, but you know, I got what I prayed for. So Tawanda, listen close. I had always prayed that I wanted somebody who just wanted me for me and all that, and I didn't know what I was praying for because, you know, when you're younger, you know, people see you a certain way. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I accidentally muted myself. People see you a certain way, and that's how what they expect from you. And like I always got hit on for like the one night stand type of relationships when I was young. And so when I started praying about what I wanted in a man, I forgot to say, and I want. But I still need that. Like, I want somebody to love me for me and only me. But, you know, then I got in a relationship that was not very physical. And I had to, that's like saying, well, sorry, God, that's not really what I wanted. I mean, I got everything I asked for. And so I stayed in that relationship for 8 years, even though it wasn't what I needed. But it was what I had prayed for. Hmm. So you have to be careful what you pray for. You have to really know yourself and know that exactly what you want, because God will give you what you pray for, and then you gotta somehow figure out how to deal with that. So in this relationship, I have all of that. I have I have all the pieces. There's still some things, you know, it's a newer relationship, so there's still some things we got to work through. But, you know, I think really I learned so much as I got older and stopped pushing people away, thinking everybody's going to leave me, so I might as well just get rid of them. You know, we had our fun year, and now hasta la vista, baby. So as I've grown older, you know, I'm looking for that. I am definitely looking for that final relationship, and I'm trying to see if the one that I'm in now is going to be that.
Beautiful.
Okay. What have you learned from, I guess, like if you had to sum it up to like maybe a couple of words, what have you learned through all the changes that you experienced?
Really, I mean, truthfully, it's what we've talked about in the past, and loving me first, and definitely letting the small things, the little things go. I always look for red flags. I'm the queen of a red flag. But if it's a, you know, if it's a small blue flag, you know, I might, you know, those kind of things don't bother me. I don't worry about the toothpaste. I don't worry about the toilet seat. I don't worry about, you know, I'm not looking for drama. I think it really is, you know, when there's drama in the relationship, it's usually a good portion has to do with yourself. So just, you know, stop all the drama. And just, if you're meant to be together, be together. If not, you know, leave.
That's a good word of advice. And what about you, Tawanda? How would you sum up your what have you learned about yourself with changes?
I've learned that life is about change. We have to embrace it. We got to take the bull by its horn and continue to press forward and not be afraid to get up when you fall back down. You know, and sometimes also I've learned to be more open when it comes to, like, learning. And when you're the smartest person in your circle, you got to find a new circle. So I've learned so much information from different people, and that's helped me too. Like I was saying to you the other day when I was talking to you back and forth, I said, man, I really appreciate the information. Like, I asked you something. Like, the past 2 years that I've known you, Corinne, I've asked questions, and of course, people that know me, they love me, but they know I require a lot of attention. And I remember asking you different things, and you just said, oh, well, you can do this one. Oh, you can do this. You can do this. Like, you'll send me the information. And as we were talking about something a few days ago, and when I asked you a couple of questions, you went into, like, and you emailed, like, this link and this and that. And I said, you know what, as long as I've lived, like, over 40 years, I've never in my life had someone, like, take me to the door. Like, I asked them a question, and they literally take me to the door with the answer. And I'm like, man, I really appreciate that. So I've learned to be open to change. I've learned to, when I don't know something, don't be afraid or ashamed to ask other people and let them show you and teach you. So that helps, too. A lot of times people won't grow and learn things because they don't want to ask anybody else. They think they know everything. I know I don't know everything. I just know most things. So what I don't know, I'm going to ask Corinne or ask Dara. And between the three of us, we're going to know everything. And I'm not paying y'all, so don't send me no invoice. But I'm going to give you love.
Well,
yeah, so people
should
be afraid.
You said people shouldn't be afraid?
Yeah, people should. I mean, you know, a lot of times people say, I didn't say anything because I was embarrassed. I didn't really know. And blah, blah, blah. You're stunting your growth because you're embarrassed and you're ashamed. Find someone safe that you could ask for help. Because, I mean, I've been there, too. Like, oh, I should know it, but I don't really know it, and I don't really want to ask. I don't really want to look dumb or look slow. Well, guess what? Be dumb and be slow today and ask to get some help tomorrow so you be smart.
Yeah, I think it's that mentality of, like, you know, you being in school and you don't want to be the one person that asks questions in the room. Yeah, I think that, and then, like, a lot of people, they do fear change, and they fear different uncertainty and just growth. How do you think that you embrace, like, not, like, having that and, you know, certainty, and, like, how do you think that, like, you were able to turn it into, like, an opportunity to, like, personally grow, Dara?
I just, you know, I've always been, being a Gemini, I'm a why. I got to know why. I got to ask questions. I got to understand what I'm doing. And I think, I mean, that's probably, you know, my hardest thing is when I'm trying to learn something and I can't get answers, that's what stunts me. That puts me in a procrastination stage where I stop doing. But you know what? What was the question again? Sorry, my allergies.
So my question was, like, so many people, they fear change. So basically I was asking, how do you embrace uncertainty and turn it into the opportunity for you to personally grow from it?
Oh, yeah. It's never been, change has never been an issue for me. I was born a gypsy. That's not even a question. I definitely don't fear change. And I like new things and I like to learn new things. And when I stop learning, that is going to be the day that I'll probably, you know, be on my way out, because my whole life, Twanda, even though she made fun of me, you know, since I've been 16, 17 years old, I've been trying to learn from, you know, people who knew, who had the answers. So I think people just need to embrace it. They just have to say, okay, you know, change is not bad. Change is an amazing thing, as long as you're doing it for the right reasons.
Okay. And I know we talked about a lot of changes that we were going to start implementing on the show in our last episode when we were talking about our vision board. So, Tawana, let me ask you this. Since we are working, we all have our, you know, own personal goals that we're trying to meet. Has, like, any of you feel like working on, you know, creating it and laying it out, do you think that it's helped you, like, implement, like, a positive, like, role of, say, positive goals in implementing changes in your life currently?
Yes, 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 and yes. Since we last talked about it, I have done several things. One, I've asked one of the ladies on my team, I said, all right, here are the things that's going to be on my vision board, and I want it to be created, blah, blah, blah. And I was writing it all out as I was telling her the kind of pictures to look for, stuff like that, when it comes to, like, health and wellness, career, finances, trips, adventure, blah, blah, blah. And I've made so many different gestures this week towards some of those goals. I'm excited. You know, first and foremost, like, of course, I'm always excited, but every night when I'm going to bed, I'm like, oh, I can't wait till the morning because it's some more to get done that I still have on that list. One of the reasons I went, I said, I need some fun to do. Like, I think I told you, like, I've been involved in companies like Passion Parties and Pure Romance over the years, not because I'm a freak and I just love all these sex toys, but one of the things I always loved about being involved in one of those companies is you learn about self-care and self-love, and they have oils and lotions. One of the companies had, like, the spray you put on your bed, like, oh, it's just like silky sheets. It helped me be more into, like, myself with certain things because of the product and the services and the group. I was like, you know what, let me get back connected with this. And then as I was looking, I said, you know what, I remember when Bedroom Candy came out, I was with this company called Pure Romance, Fashion Parties closed down. I'm like, I'm gonna check Candy out. She's been around 10 years now, and she's also has she has not just her the toy line, but she also has, like, the what's it called, makeup, lotions, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? And not just because she's a black woman that has this type of business, but anyway, I said, let me sign up on the team with them and da da da. But as I signed up and I got this link, I was looking at the website. I was like, I'm ordering some oil for this. I'm ordering this. I thought my self-care started seeing it, like, oh, yeah, it's going down, be pampering, because this is important to me. This is something that should have always stayed priority, but it didn't. So this weekend, I'm like, oh, I'm driving down the lane. I'm going to her free event to meet all these different people. And it's not – everything isn't about business. Even though people think it is, everything is not about the associations, meeting good people, learning things. So that's one thing. The next thing is I said, I'm going to work on a podcast. for a passport to adventure because I got to get my passport. So I started thinking about the different places I want to go out the country in probably 2024, 2025. So, yes, ma'am, I've been looking at all these different things. I've been looking at this bangle bracelet that I really, really want. Like, oh, you know what? Let me find out which one I want. So, yeah, I've been looking to see what I'm doing this year, what I'm doing next year, what I'm doing 2025. I've been putting it all together because that's what's important. I've been working on my health goal, my food. I'm talking to one of my friends as a coach. He's a health coach. He's like, okay, what you ate for breakfast? I'm like, can we not talk about what I ate for breakfast? Can we just wait until – I'm like, after this week, like, I'm doing this. I bought some grits. I had eaten grits in like a year. I stopped eating rice because I was in this other program, right? And I'm like, I'm missing it. I'm in love with it. So I'm like, okay, I bought like a little bag. Like, let me get it out. And then I'm going to detox. So I'm going to be back on my healthy. So, but my point is, after the three of us talked and shared, I've been on fire. I've been on fire seeing what I can do. And I appreciate you guys because if I didn't have the tribe, if I didn't have you guys to listen to and talk shit to and build with, I'll do it, but I wouldn't be probably as faster and I wouldn't be as geeked up as I am right now. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I love it. Well, y'all just want me to send y'all some free toys. Don't worry, I am.
Yep, I do. I guess. I'm not going to hold you.
I just want
to hear about that.
Yep.
I got you covered, baby. I got
you. It'll be a whole nother episode.
I know, right? Bad behavior part two.
And and I want you to do the speed dating. So there's that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I hope we have more to cap on here. He's just one man.
I know that you actually volunteered your own not speed dating, virtual dating. So
I'm hosting that one. I'm gonna be the host. I hope you ain't trying to
be the host. You're the only bachelorette.
Ah, oh hell no! Nah. Well, I'm gonna have someone here between the ages of 30 and 45, huh?
No, we'll find someone on Craigslist.
Craigslist? What a Craigslist? No,
that's where you
like
to hang out at.
And you know I'm going to get on this night. I'm glad you reminded me. I think
I'm
going to do a poly though, Corinne.
Okay, so I'm sure we can find people that are interested in poly. See, you're making changes for the new year.
Yes, girl. Let's get it popping. I need somebody to share him with because I don't have a whole lot of time.
Oh, okay. Well, make him fill out a survey before he even comes on the show
and
sign a waiver, apparently.
And get your health check in the NDA. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
well, behave.
Yeah. All of. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm about to say. What else you need to sign? Because I just want to make sure I get it right when I write to know the contract.
And a prenup.
I'm going to say, now we jumping the gun, the NDA and a prenup before we even get to
a
prenup.
You understand? You better have your own. Have all your health checks. We want to make sure you don't have blue herpes
waffles.
Or blue waffles and long term gonorrhea.
Mm-hmm. With that note, I know you're not dating, but did you make any changes since we had did our vision boards and, you know, realigned our visions?
Yes, actually I have. I have pulled out an old journal that I had started in 2020 and has a lot of good information about things that I had wanted to change and do and things like that. I've also, I had found these really good hypnosis tapes that to help me with my mindset for losing weight. And I've been, they say you should listen to them 3 to 4 times in a week at least. And so I listened to them last week, and then this week I got a new one. They send you one a week for, I don't know how long. But anyway, so I'm listening to that one. So that's, you know, it's really just getting into your subconscious. And then I have definitely tried to start moving more, like making reasons to have to walk further and walk more. And then this morning when I sent you guys that song, I think it was this morning anyway, my brain is gone. So it's just something to, you know, do more motion, do more movement, like just get a little exercise and dance, you know, just dance with a smile on your face. And a lot of my issues have to do with, you know, with self-love and being happy and, you know, and just smiling in the morning, you know, really having a smile on your face can really change your whole attitude. So, you know, I'm just trying to be, you know, my self-talk, change my self-talk. And then, of course, when it comes to work, I'm in the middle of traveling, so things aren't as easy right now. But when I'll be home in a couple days, I'll be home tomorrow night, and things will change. So I really feel like things are changing. And, you know, once I'm back home, I'm just going to really try to become more list, you know, really utilize my list. Don't just make them, but utilize them. And so I'm excited. You guys helped me. And, you know, I appreciate just being able to talk about it and say, yes, I am making some changes. How about you?
Yes, so I have actually did something similar. So I went and made my list. Well, actually, I already had my list, but I went through my list and tried to prioritize the stuff that I wanted to do. And I started to work on just trying to break it down to smaller parts into where it's so I can start to tackle the things. So, and that's actually why I wanted to have this show today, so that we can go ahead and we can talk about the changes that we're implementing into everything and just, you know, have that open conversation. So I hope that this conversation helped you guys and that you had a little bit of fun with some of the questions, and I hope I didn't scare you too much.
Christmas tea.
We ain't never scared.
Okay, I am.
Is that right? I was going to say, because it sounded like one of y'all was scared over there. At least one of y'all.
I'm not sure.
But I enjoyed both.
I enjoyed it.
So did you guys want to close on any notes, any positive notes that you want to give to our listeners about changes and no matter how old you are, you know, no matter what age and, you know, what you've done in your past or what you have in front of you, that you can always make changes.
Man, that was incredible what you just said. Like, literally, I just want to do all that. Like, just so how we're doing it and we're building, you're never too old to do it. You're never too young. Life is about living every day. And find your tribe and people that want to know what your dreams and goals are so you don't have to do it alone.
I want to build you up. Yeah, I truly agree with, you know, with both of you. And just it's hard to do it alone. And, you know, we were shut in for so long, at least for me. And so it's so nice, you know, to have, you know, to have your tribe. So it's important to find those people that make you laugh. Like, you can go, you, when you're, you know, when you don't have a tribe, you can go days and you could go months without really laughing. And that's what you guys do for me. You know what I'm saying? So you need to find your tribe. Your tribe is going to allow you to be you.
And that was beautiful. You hear that? She said she ended on a good note. So we're going to end off with compliments around the room.
I love it. I love it. We're not going to end with that.
next show, Tawanda, after you come back.
I'm going to Atlanta. You know, Atlanta, they're down for anything. I might have who knows?
Well, you going to Atlanta, so I just want to, we got to get endorsed by condo brands.
We got to get what?
Endorsements condom. By condo brands. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
You going to Atlanta?
Direct. I'm not having sex.
Torsions.
I'm not having, you said what?
Torsions. Direct.
Am I having sex in Atlanta?
I didn't say you wasn't. I'm just saying
you
going to Atlanta.
I hate condoms. I'm not using no condoms. I'm not having sex.
We're promoting safe sex, so.
Oh, I'm definitely promoting celibacy.
Tawanda,
I think we should all be celibate for next year.
We're promoting celibacy for you, but you seem to be pushing me in that direction.
I'm promoting celibacy. That's how we're going to close out tonight. Everyone that's listening, if you haven't said, stop it right now. Promote, stand in solidarity with us and go celibate for the next 3 months.
Yes. Until January 6th.
No sex.
Okay. Well, on that note, that's 2 out of 3. So, yeah. But on that note, yeah, so for y'all that's getting to get it, and y'all that's not, then don't. And then y'all, yeah. So thanks for listening to this episode of Clutch, Changes and Ages. Until next time.
Later, everybody.
Good night.
Good morning. Good night. And la, la, la.